Destination Culture here at the Stadio Giuseppe Sinigaglia. It is Como Bologna. I'm here with Dan Canzian, David Farini. Dan, so far, it's so good for Como as well. They're trying to win their first game in so long, 21 years that we're now into. Dan, how are you feeling? 2-1, Como's winning right now.
I think the Como have been brilliant today. They need a win. They've done everything they should have done to get a win. Cesc Fabregas would be a very happy man. Completely different side from the one that we've seen the first three games of the season. A lot more direct, a lot more clinical, and they fully deserve to be 2-1 up. Should be more, in fact.
Made plenty of changes as well, didn't he? Federa has been good down that left side. Nico Paz has been sensational. It's been a really good performance. They should be 2 or 3 goals up, and Bologna's got a chance here to equalise if they come in from the right half space and find the top corner. And Vincenzo Italiano's off. Bologna have the equaliser, and that is a stunner. Is that Sam Illing Jr. that has scored? It is. And he's on loan from Juve. It is 2-2. A mood dampener as we just switch on to get the last few minutes. Still plenty of time for either side to win this as well. But Illing Jr., I think that might be the goal of the game. Cutrone's game was really good, but Illing Jr. is just there.
Really? That's as good a finish as you're likely to see this weekend. Absolutely super.
The cut in, left footer over the top. So, look, Como, as I was saying just before he hit that, to get back on level terms, Como missed three easy, well, I say easy, but very, very good chances. Glorious that we word them as in the press. It's the Bologna fans now over there. We'll have some of this footage for you as Aldero has to clear his lines. I don't know, it's a mood dampener to say the least. Dan?
Yeah, it's a mood dampener. And I mean, these are the results that ultimately could cost a newly promoted team their Serie A status. On the other hand, you have to look at it and say the Fabregas should be happy with what they've done for the first 92 minutes of the game. They were on top, they dominated, but you've got to take the chances when they come, and they haven't done that today.
They haven't, and they're up against the Champions League side. Let's not forget, they may as well has lost their coach and one of their best players from last season, but they're still a decent side. I was still saying that they were, even though they didn't have much of the ball in the first half, they were still quick. It was just Como were pressuring them so well in the midfield with Paz and Perone in there. Jovina's been good as the captain. A really nice goal from Cutrone for 2-0, and it was his making the first goal. Strafetta with a really good chance. Paz, look, you have to give it to credit to Bologna because they've been up against it. They've probably got, I wouldn't say, more than 200 or 300 away fans here. And,
yeah, it's a very small away. And I mean, to be fair to them, they've been superb throughout the game. They're away fans.
And here they go again.
And I think the Bologna are very much still trying to find themselves this season. Italiano said that he needs time. Time which he may not get, let's be honest, as Bologna played the way they played for 70 odd minutes.
Winless as well this season, and they came into this match, Bologna in 18th, Como in 19th. A win for either side could really propel them up the table. On the positive though, Cutrone's goal is the first home goal in Serie A for a calculated 7,793 days. They're going to try and win this 3-2 by coming down the left side. Really good run. Belotti makes the run into the middle, but he's outnumbered. They have to hold this up. Paz again is Branoda. Big chance here. He's coming in, but he's thwarted at the last moment there. And that was Tommaso Pobega. Still, look, it's a bit nervy here. Bologna now countering, and they have to go for the switch, and that's way over the head. He'd be lucky to keep this in. It'd be a really good effort if he gets there. Decent look. Bologna, I think they're finishing a little stronger. It's so windy here, which is why we've got these little windbreakers on.
They are finishing stronger, and I think Italiano has got his sub spot on. Gonzalo Castro's come on, has made the difference. A bit more direct, a bit more pace in the final third. But you get the feeling that, as I said earlier, Italiano is still trying to figure out his best team. And, you know, we're into mid-September now, and it's going to run out of time, I think, to figure out his best team, unless the results start coming.
Yeah, you need points at this stage of the season, especially.
Yeah, you do. And they were woeful for the first 70 minutes of Bologna.
They were rubbish.
Now.
Dan and Doi came on. He's just been brought down. Referee calls play on. And Como are away. If they can find a passage through it, they need a passing lane. And Belotti made the run. He was as well defended there in the end. They started at the back. Bologna a little bit shaky, especially the tactics that Italiano employed in this game. He was trying to get the defenders to run with the ball, but I think they were too high up at the time that they started their progression. You need to start it a bit deeper. But yeah. Look, who am I? I'm not the coach, but you know.
No, of course. No, I mean, but I agree with you. They've been really shaky defensively, and Italiano during the week spoke of they need for them to be more clinical, take their chances, which to be fair to them, they have done. They've created two, and they've scored two.
That's been it. Bologna has just been clinical when they get the chances in the box. That one there, Ealing Jr.'s goal, I mean, that is a special, special finish. But taking nothing away from Como, they would love to hold on here. It's a historic match where they will try and avoid losing. The big day for them coming back after over two decades out. Conceded a free kick here. Just as a recap, 9 minutes of stoppages. Disgruntled feeling now, and rightly so. Could have put the game to bed. It could have been 3-4-0 up.
Yeah, should have put the game to bed, arguably.
Yeah, and look, you learn from performances like this as well.
Yeah, you do. But you also get the feeling that this may be down to a lack of experience at this level. Bit of naivety, certain situation, as you say, you have the chance to put the game to bed and you don't, and then you get punished.
And Bologna, with self-belief, they would have learnt that last season, even though it was under Motta. They have a set piece and it's there, it's deflected away, and there's another free kick coming, I think. Yeah. And Doi was clipped. Was it Ndoye? No, it was Castro, I think, that was clipped. Oh, no, it was. So Santiago Castro, the number 9, clip there. So that they've got a free kick. We've got a very good angle here, Dan. You'd want 4 or 5 in this wall. At least get a point. Every point golden for newly promoted sides.
Yeah, conceding here will be a hammer blow for Como.
It'll be a hammer blow. It'll be a very different mood when we go out for dinner later. We will have some articles and some vision for you on our socials.
You might not get served if this goes in.
Might not get served if this goes in. Is that Juan Miranda stepping up here? Let's check out. I can't see the back of his shirt.
It's Miranda, yeah.
It is Miranda, yeah. So he's got the wind. I think it's against him. Let's check the wind. It's definitely going towards you. So it's going to be against him. It might actually help keep the ball down. We've got the bird's eye angle here. It is a packed Sinigalia, the lake in the background. What a destination to come to. It'll be hit. Oh, it was on target. It's clipped over the bar. Took a deflection on the way. Bologna fans are at it again. The Como guys, they need to get moving, need to get behind their side. It's
Fabregas is starting to get a reaction from the crowd.
A little bit of apprehension. Yeah, they have. They've been so good all game. 2-0 up. You should have seen the banners in the air. Here they come again. Miranda in and good header up and away. And I think it's Ndoye to collect. They're hunting in packs, Como. They want this result, but they've been fudged here. Here comes Ndoye. What a slide tackle that is. Beautiful work down there, down the right. They get it back though, and that's decent work. Look, Belotti's playing up forward, Como on the counter at the moment. Bologna with numbers on that space on the left. That'll be a goal kick, a relieving one for Emil Aldero, who's been okay today. I think it's his first start in Serie A season.
He's had very little to do, but the fair for him onto the goals.
Yeah.
But from a Bologna standpoint, you wonder.
Well, that's the final whistle, it's 2-2. But in saying that, Bologna came very strongly at the end and could have even pinched it.
But if you're Italiano, you'd be wondering, where was this performance? Where has this performance been over the last 20 minutes?
They played 20 minutes, didn't they? And Como, unlucky in my opinion, 2-0 ahead, would have been...
They'll be kicking themselves in the dressing room after that.
You'd be kicking yourself, and I think Fabregas will have a word to them, and maybe it's all about trying to shut down that angle coming, knowing that Ealing Jr.'s a left foot strike at the ball.
You get like... Results like this, you get to see why he wants to bring in experience in the likes of Sergio Roberto and Alberto Moreno and Pepe Reina, because you need the kind of knack of getting over the line at this level. And Unfortunately for them, it wasn't the case today. But as you said, I mean, there's plenty to be done for both sides, ironically. Bologna, the last 20 minutes, they've looked probably the best 20 minutes of the season for them.
They've been flat all season, and they dug deep to get something out of this game.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. We've been putting up some tactics about different clubs, especially the ones we've been to already, in anticipation of coming here. We had a look at Como and Bologna, and Como under Fabregas is sending out the players in a 4-4-2. I think it's, he kind of likes that running game. He likes a bit of a ball carry. He's got Strefezza in there. Now they're up. They've got 2 points to their credit from 4 games. It's not the end of the world, and it's not the worst start ever in Serie A.
No, it's not.
Especially 3 games away.
And exactly. That is that. And they create the chances today. That would please him. They create the chances today.
Yeah, it was very, very positive in that regard. Yeah. And if you looked coming in as Como, looking at that first match day one, you're away at Juventus. The next thing, you're away in Sardinia. You're away in Friuli. There's been a lot of travel. They should have beaten Cagliari in order. It was Alberto Cerri that couldn't convert at the end there, unfortunately for them.
Yeah.
Then it was the missed penalty by Cutrone in Udine, and he's been under the stick. He was is on the receiving end of some threats. He's come up trumps here and created the first goal, scored the second.
It's Yeah, I agree with that. But when you look at it, it's also starting to become a tale of missed opportunities. The penalty away in Udine today, that's 4 points. 3 points, sorry, that have slipped through their grasp. And
could have five. I mean, they could have had 4 points coming into this game, and then another three today to get up to seven. They've got two, and that's the slap in the face that a lot of Como fans will be feeling like they've been punched in the gut in that regard. He's saying that, what a season, what a rise, because coming up from Serie B that quickly, even Fabregas was hoping that it would take 2 or 3 seasons. They're up in, 7 months after he made that statement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the old boys down to us ever having time, and that's the thing with Serie A, and we know with people at this level, you may not get the time you need. You know, both Fabregas and Italiano spoke of wanting time to build, to develop their teams.
Yeah, and here they come now. They're getting applause. All those fans, we can't show you because of broadcasting rights, but the players, especially Federa, was great. Dossera, unfortunately, came off. He's probably picked up an injury. Hopefully, it's not a long-term one because they've already lost Varane. So Dossera was the other key defensive signing.
I thought it was interesting from a Bologna standpoint, the fact that everything went through Orsolini in the first half, and then I thought this decision of taking him off was a bit odd, but that seemed to sort of like spark him into life after he came off.
It did, and unfortunately Belotti didn't have really any clear-cut chances. There was a nice dipping ball from a set piece that he had a chance to head of the ball in, and I guess when you sort of had that vertical leap in the air, you're unsure exactly of your angles. It didn't work out. I think it was 2-1 at that stage, and it could have put the game to bed.
Yeah.
The Bologna fans that made the trip, well done to them, because it's probably, a 4-hour trip, and 3 to 4 hours, you think.
Yeah, no, it is.
They packed out that away section. Very nice view behind there with the choppy. It's very windy in Como this weekend. We're rugged up in these jackets and jumpers, and we've got the windbreakers on the microphones. But what a scene this is. I mean, this is incredible.
I mean, it'd be hard to find a more picturesque ground in Fiume. It's small, though, as I said, you know, it's brilliant. You've got the lake over there. You got Serie A Fiume and another entertaining game, you know.
Oh, great game. I mean, when you're looking at the table and you see 18 to 19 coming up against each other, it mostly you're sort of like, oh, well, it's probably going to be not the spectacle that you want, but Como were quite good in their build up, their strategy.
I defeated the Serie A is boring.
It's the old.
I like to be bored every weekend.
If this is what boring is, then can't wait for it to get exciting. And look, next week it's Como traveling. It's a Lombardian derby. They're going to play Atalanta away. Hopefully, we can be there for that. It's on a Monday night as well for people listening in that want to find out more. Check out the Como football website or Serie A.
Man of the match. And I think this helps because he changed again for Bologna. Coming off the bench.
Santino, all right. And Bobega's there as well. They're getting interviewed right now. Oh, look, it's so great to be here on site in the stadium. You know, you've been very busy writing pieces all week. We're getting this site happening. It's coming out of that beta phase into a launch in October, where we've got a couple of very, very big announcements coming for people that have already checked us out. Thank you, destinationculture.com. And we've got so much more content. Emmett's part of the site. We've got a new member joining in a week or so, other than the four of us. Lauren writing some of the travel pieces. Let's get away from football just for now, so we can wrap up here at the Sinigalia as a destination. Como, I mean, I think they're on a winner here.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And you're right by the lake, and coming with Lauren and some other people that we're here with, they'd never been here. They'd never really been football fans.
No.
And this is something that drags them in, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like football and you get to watch a game in a stadium like this, I mean, what else is there to say, really?
Yeah. Hey, look, you've got all the quality of the historic old town here. Two or three train stations. It's not that far from Milan. From Malpensa Airport, it's very easy to get from.
Yeah.
About 35, 40 minutes.
It's a beautiful part of the world, and, you know, it's...
And we're just in Como city centre. It's a huge lake. I think it's the deepest in Europe, and there's towns dotted everywhere. I mean, I can see Cernobbio down there and the Bellagio's way down there. So that's only halfway to the top of the lake. Look, sunny conditions now, thankfully. We're going to go and get something to eat. I think we're going to try and look around Como for some sushi this evening.
Are we going to meet James Bond?
James Bond?
Are we going to meet him? I know there's James Bond. Maybe we'll see him around there. We might have to meet him.
Bit of George, not sure. Giorgio Clooney, maybe.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
As they probably call him.
Yeah.
Look, we'll leave it there. It's disappointing. It is nice to see the Como fans still celebrating. What a day it is for them. I mean, we were around town earlier, and you see all the blue scarves. A side that have come back from the depths of despair. I mean, it's not exaggerating. It's not
from a footballing standpoint, then. Absolutely. Yeah,
footballing standpoint. It's,
I mean,
such
you
a
look at the
place.
Last game that they had at Tomia 20, over 20 years ago, they had 5,000, a crowd of 5,000. It was twice as many today. It just goes to show how far they've come, and, you know, hopefully for them, they get to progress even further under Fabregas.
Yeah, they've won new fans, because they've got plenty of female fans here. We've got a couple with us that we're going to go get some shirts for them. They've even got their own beer, La Comasca silk-filtered beer. Look at that stand across there. It's just in front of the lake. It's the iconic COMO Como stand. And they've put seats there so that they can be up to code for Serie A matches. So that's brilliant. And, you know, the lights are on because it's been a bit gloomy. It's been a bit grey, but it's fined up now. Dan, we'll leave it there. 2-2, Como Bologna, first match back in Serie A for 21 years and 4 months. Patrick Cutrone, the goal scorer here, their first since Mirko Benin was the other goal scorer, and their last win against Torino, which you wrote about recently. We've done the inside Como piece for you and tactics about Fabregas to the side. Also Bologna's with Italiano. Will he last? He hasn't won a game yet. Insane that. Looking forward to the rest of the matches. We'll be out for Monza and Inter Milan tomorrow evening. We'll leave it there.
Yeah,
it's going to be brilliant. Dan Cantia, David Farini, destinationculture.com.